Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Pesach Shem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Ches. Tonight we are up to Si'if, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet, Mem Hei, Mem Vav. So this is page 220, Kuf Yud Amid Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch and Si'if Mem Aleph. He'isha medadas b'na'af hilu b'rishas rabim. A woman could sort of nudge her son along, even in a rishas rabim, b'vachelo tigra rehu, but she cannot drag the kid. El yehe magbiya raglo achas v'yaniach ashniya al'aretz v'yishayin al'aretz. She could pick up one of his legs as long as his other leg is on the ground, and the kid can lean on her as he's picking up one leg off the ground, but while the other is still on the ground. So that he's supporting his weight on at least one of his legs, and that way she's not actually lifting him, which would be a violation of carrying in the Rishus Rabim. Says the Mishmur Kuftim Gimla, Filu Rishus Rabim, Filu Tagmienu Petura. Now, the reason she's allowed to do this in Rosh Hashanah, because even if she were to actually lift the kid in a Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't be chayiv, it wouldn't be in this daraisa, to chay no seyes atzmo, because a living being is considered to carry himself. So it wouldn't be a violation of carrying on a daraisa level. And therefore, even carrying the kid in a Rosh Hashanah would only be in Isur Drabanan. So over here, where you're not even carrying the kid, it's just a concern that you might come to carry the kid, that would only be a gzera l'gzera, and we're not going. But if you're carrying someone who's tied down or is very ill and is not able to sort of carry themselves, then you're going to be chayiv, because then you can't say that they're carrying themselves because they're tied down, they're not able to do anything for themselves. Someone's paralyzed or something like that. If someone carries a dead body, so that's considered mlachshen srich l'gufa, because you're only carrying the dead body, usually because you want to get the body away from where it is, because it's inconvenient. You know, you have a dead body in your backyard, so it's not so nice when the guests come over and the kids are playing in the yard. So you're just trying to get the dead body out of the yard. It's not so much about bringing the dead body where you actually want it to be. But she can't schlep the kid along, because that's going to involve carrying him. Sounds like Rashi holds that that's considered as if you're carrying vim kena filu b'karmelis aser, and therefore she cannot drag him even in a karmelis. V'yeshem akilin b'zeh, but there are those that are makel about that. Avaliso sol ksefo kam b'karmelis aser kol yalma. So maybe dragging, that's a machlokas, but to actually lift the kid and put him on your shoulders, that's aser even in a karmelis, according to everybody. V'yeshem amon shenichsholim b'zeh shenosim ketanim al kisveim v'tuusanu mnei shakotan yochal elich b'atzmo ushkogehi. This rabban yesh b'chol ofen afilu b'karmelis. It says there are some people who make a mistake that think you're always allowed to carry a kid because chay no seyes atzmo, and while they're right on a daraisa level, but midrabanan it's aser. And even though it's aser, and people do it all the time, don't tell them. Because we know for sure they're not going to listen to us. Now it happens to be, if there's a suffix that they might listen to us, the halacha is, you are supposed to tell them. But the Mishmur is saying that in this case, he believes that no one's going to listen when it comes to the, that's happens to be a klal gadol in psak halacha, that when it comes to the well-being of their child, no one's going to listen. They don't care if it's chametz, they don't care if it's treif, they don't care if it's when it comes to the well-being of their child, people tend to listen less. Umutzav shiyushog in value mazid. And therefore, better for them to be shogeg and not to be mezidin. And a child who's not able to walk on his own at all, according to most poskim, you are chayiv for carrying a rishus ram, because he's not really noseis atzmo. But if you have an enu yehudi carrying the kid, that's okay, because we don't really have a rishus ram daraisa nowadays. And if you're carrying a child and there's a wallet that's hanging around on his neck, you're going to be chayiv for carrying the wallet. Even though the kid could go on his own, because he's carrying himself, you're chayiv for carrying the wallet. The kid ain't a bottle gabe. The wallet doesn't become bottle to the kid, because he doesn't need the wallet. But if you carry an adult who's wearing clothing, then it's your pater for on the clothing, the begad of tfeilim, because the begadim are considered to be tafel to the human. Allah, and you're not going to be chayiv on carrying the person, do no say zatzvo, because the person's carrying himself. And therefore would only be Unbelievable. It took us to Sif Membeis to say this. This should have been like Hakdama to Sif Aleph, right? I mean, this should have been like the very first thing. Something that's Muktzah, you're allowed to touch. You're just not allowed to move an item that's Muktzah. Says Mishabur, Mutal Ligabal, Ayinlel Mishabur, Sif Katan Yazayin, meaning we did discuss this already. Okay. Sif Mem Gimel, Mutal Litaltel Muktzah Al Yidei Neficha. You're allowed to blow something that's Muktzah. And moving it that way, if you can muster up enough wind to make it move, depending on the item, so that's mutter to do. Si'if mem dalid klishen isro eya lo yitzum melucheres chasus bo olismuch bo. If you have a kli that's somewhat broken, that's falling to pieces, you shouldn't pull off a piece of pottery from it to cover with it or to lean something on it. Lo yitzum mimenu says mishbur ratzalomish lo yitzlosh mimenu. Don't detach from it. Because by detaching something, it's considered a tikkun kli. Because even though it's part of a broken kli, but anytime you're making something usable that was not usable before, so you're taking off this little piece of pottery to do something with it that you couldn't have done with it before, that's tikkun kli. And the same is true if the cheres already fell off. And you're just smoothing it out so that it doesn't have a bunch of jagged edges. Even that is tikkun kli. That's part of makab patish. Moshkos of Rashi, like Rashi says. Aval lika chacheres nishbar mea kli ul chasos b'mana b'lishum tikkun vaday shari kumvor lel sifav. But if you have a piece of cheres that broke off of a kli and as is, it's usable for whatever you want to use it for. You don't have to do anything to make it more usable. It's already usable. Then you can use it. That's not a problem. Sif Memhei, also Lischok B'Shabbos Yom Tov B'Kadur. You're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Matir V'Nogol HaHakel, but there are those that are Matir, and our minig is to be Mekel. Says the Mishabur B'Kadur, Beinim Hi Shal Niyar or Shal Eitz, whether it's made out of paper or, you know, like parchment, or made out of wood, or I guess pigskins or whatever, She'ein Shem Kli Olav Machma Shorei Lischok Bo. It doesn't have a Shem Kli because it's Ro'i to play with. It's like an Evan that's Muktzah Migufo. And this opinion of the Mechaber holds that even just to move it at all, it's Muktzah. That's why you're not allowed to move it. It's like a rock. However, V'yesh Matirin, why is the Rama Mekil? Efshar Shataimim Shkivin Shasu L'Kachum Yuchel Lezeh Bitmidus Lo Shaykh B'Shem Muktzah. That since it's designated for this purpose always, it's a basketball, it's meant to play basketball with. So that therefore, it's not, you can't say that it's muktzah. The ukedel b'sif chavbeis umikol makom l'kuli alma asul lischok b'rishus harabim v'afilu b'karmelus b'shabes tibekalu shi'ipa l'chutz me'arba'amos v'asil l'suyeh. But still, you cannot play with it in rishus harabim or in a karmelus anywhere that you're not allowed to carry because you might come to carry it for amos. Avol b'yomtov mutar afilu b'rishus harabim lischok b'lodei azo. But according to that opinion, on yontov it's mutar. V'kol zekish shesochik shelo al gabi karka. And all of this is only when you're playing not on the karka. But on dirt ground, there's a chashash of shvuyah gumos, right? You ever see people play baseball on Shabbos? So a pitcher standing on the pitcher's mound, what does he do in between pitches? He's just smoothing out the mound. That's what the first baseman is doing next to first base. That's what everybody, right? So that's what the batter's doing in the batter's box. So it's all shvuyah gumos, the whole thing. Like we're going to see in Simin Shin Lamed Ches about playing with nuts. But for women and children, we shouldn't drive them nuts because, no pun intended, because the better that they should be shogeg. He's not talking about sweaty games, I don't think. That would be a separate issue of being misamel on Shabbos. It's about something like a marble game or something like that. Last thing, Sif Memvav. I'm not sure what this is about. You're not allowed to carry underneath, like your armpits, the a silkworm, because it's also betiltel, va'otshu molid b'chumo, and also it's going to be molded through the heat of your body somehow. Says the Mishaburuk of Nitas b'chumo, rotzlam shaydei achom yotzim hatoloim min hazera, that the worm comes out from the zera. V'alvagav de'in mechavin lazei, even though that's not your intention, mikol makom psikreishu melachas machshevesu, but nevertheless it's psikreishu and it's considered melachas machsheves. So to review what we learned today, we said that a woman is not allowed to schlep her kid along in a Sarabim in a way that she drags him, and certainly not in a way that she lifts him off the ground, but only if it's one leg at a time. We said that something that's muktza, you're allowed to touch, you're just not allowed to move, and if you want to move it, you're allowed to move it by blowing it. And then we said that if you have a broken piece of a, if you want to break off a piece from a kli so that you could use that broken piece, or you want to straighten out a broken piece from a kli, that is usur because of tikkun mana. But if a piece falls off of a kli and it's perfect usable as is, then it would not be a problem. And then we saw 2 days, the Mechaber holds you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos, whereas the Mishabura, the Rama says you are allowed to play ball on Shabbos, but that was talking about from a muktza perspective, where the Mechaber holds that it's like an even, and the Rama holds that no, it's designated for that purpose, and therefore it's okay, but that doesn't solve other problems that may be involved, such as Ashvuye Gumos. And then at the end, we said in Sif Mem Vav something about a silkworm, which I don't really quite hop. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Seif Mem Zayin, page Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful evening.